Well, hello, Tim. This is Ross from the Mashup Podcast. I just thought I'd give you a bell and say hello. No, the show's not dead. It will be returning when I get the chance to do it. I'm in the process of doing the show, and I've been in that process for 6 months. basically, I'm really busy. I'm at work right now, this very moment, illustrating away, and it's 1:30 in the morning. That tells you why I might be doing the show. But there is one coming soon, I promise. You keep up the good work, and I gotta say I love the new intro tune. Adios. Hi, it's Ross from Mashup again. I thought I'd call again because I'm booked. I'm sat in the office, it's 1:30 in the morning, and I'm waiting for my goddamn Photoshop file to save. Let me tell you, you have not known pain and boredom till you've worked on a Photoshop file that's 35,000 pixels wide. Takes forever to save, takes forever to open, and it's just unworkable. But it's gotta be done. God damn it. Oh well, I suppose I'd better entertain myself some other way, I don't know. Dance around, play music and just go dance on my own. I flip the light switches really quickly, it'd be like being in an Ediscope. Can you tell I'm bored? Oh well, never mind. Anything to keep myself awake. Well, it's not as bad as last week. This time last week, I've come to the end of a 36-hour shift, sat in my bloody chair, trying to get this work done. So, people out there moaning there's no new shows, that's why, because I'm working my goddamn ass off. Anyway, I better finish now before I bore you to death. Adios.
Hello and welcome to show 63 of Radio Clash. This is the Invasion of the Bootleg Zombies edition. You see, they're dead, but they're not dead.
This is Radio Free.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments. At this hour, we repeat, these are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins. The murders are taking place in villages, cities, rural homes, and suburbs with no apparent pattern or reason.
It's 2006, the consumer's still pissed. Won't take it anymore, so I'm writing a list. Don't try to resist this paradigm shift. The music revolution cannot be dismissed. 1898, Iggy Pop CD. What if I can get it from my sister for free? It's all about marketing, Clive Davis C. If fans buy the shirt, then they get the MP3. Music was a product, now it is a service. Major record labels, why are you trying to hurt us? Fix up in my face like,
don't steal our songs, Lars.
Well, Sony sells the burners that are burning CDRs. It's the Warner, EMI, hear me clearly. Universal Music, update your circuitry. They steal little kids downloading hit songs. They think that makes sense when they know that it's wrong.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, the joke's on you. Running your label. It's 1992. Hey, Mr. Record Man, your system can't compete. It's the new artist model, file transfer.
The message is clear. You don't need $1 million to launch a career. If your style is unique and you practice what you preach, might have threatened Jello, but the things to teach. I've got G5 production, concept videos, touring with a laptop, rock and pack shows. The old school major deal, it makes no sense. Indentured servitude, the costs are too immense. The finger's in the dam, but the crack keeps on growing. Can't sell bottled water when it's freely flowing. Record sales slipping down 8%. Increased download sales, you can't prevent. Satellite radio and video games change the terrain, it will never be the same. Did you know in 10 years labels won't exist? Goodbye DVDs and compact discs.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what's wrong with you? Still living on
to. Hey, Mr. Record Man, your system can't compete. It's the new artist model, file transfer.
Playing field. You've overcharged us for music for years, and now we're just trying to find a fair balance. I hate to say it, but welcome to the future.
Ah!
That's Toe Tom with John the TVI that feeds, which of course is Ian TVI, and Nine Inch Nails, The Hand That Feeds, and John the Revelator by Depeche Mode. And before that was Download This Song by MC Loss. And I think it was Rob over the top of the pod said that if you could hear that I was in a really pissed mood, and you knew that really angry mood for those in the UK, that it would be a good show. And boy, am I angry. And that kind of just sums up that intro, what I'm feeling at the moment, because I haven't introduced who I am. This is Tim from Radio Clash. Hello. do you come here often? The thing is that Gaibo has just got a cease and desist, and also I was just at the Last Bastard, because the place that the Asylum Club in London that always run those great bootleg nights, probably one of the longest running in the UK at least, if not elsewhere, got raided by the local council for not having a license. So it's like being raided for using licensed music, raided for not having a license. And what happened with Gaibo is what happened was they had to take all the direct links to bootlegs off. But I just can't, it makes me angry, because I can't believe that just links to the files on separate servers, not even on the Gaibo server, is apparently not allowed either. And next thing, we'll go after individual sites. It just seems crazy. And that MC Lars song described a lot of where my stance is on downloading music. Certainly with all the MySpace revolution with the Arctic Monkeys and hitting, was it the fastest selling debut album ever in the UK? And they came from MySpace, they came from online, they're promoted on the internet by fans. And if a big sort of label had sort of said, oh no, you can't do that, you can't share, they wouldn't have got there where they are, you know, selling records for I can't remember which record label they were with. But aside whether I like them or not, it's amazing that that's what's happening. And the MC Lars came to my attention because of QX Bear on LiveJournal posting a link to a article, because a 15-year-old that was being sued by the RIA actually emailed MC Lars, called Eliza, and they're actually backing her against the RIA, the record company Network, which is Network Music Group, which is a great advert for them. And you know, it's probably cheaper than doing the promotion, but it actually sort of means something. Credit to them, definitely, to actually sort of use their promotion budget for something a bit more better than just buying a few posters. It's interesting that actually parts of the industry are suing each other. And MC Lars's album, apparently that's going to come out in March. I love the Toe Tom mash as well. Very angry. We like angry at the moment. Things not to get angry about at the moment. Certainly Bicycle Mark over at bicyclemark.org, his podcast reached 100. So good on you. And he name checked me, which is very nice. So I'm going to play the next mashup for him, because I know he used to play in a ska band, and I hope you'll appreciate this. And this was played at The Last Bastard, which I'll talk about after. I hope there's actually some pictures on the blog, so I hope you've checked those out. I'm very proud of those pictures, but it was a mad occasion. Apparently there's a reprieve, it's going to be another one in March, so it's sort of penultimate one. But anyway, this is Iron Monkey with Ordinary Trousers, and this went down well. I actually got played twice at Bastard.
If Iron Monkey comes, he'll have no chance.
Cast as always, and the Lust for Life cover is genius. I just want to say big love, and I'm just going to keep listening and listening and listening, okay? Take care, bye.
Thank you, Tony Valenzuela from LA. He does a very good thing called Song of the Week, which he emails out, which he's also a very good artist in his own right as well. I was wrecking by mixing the Saturdays by Cut Copy, which is very, very good. I've been listening to a lot of Cut Copy recently. I've been catching up to a lot of tunes and bands I've kind of missed. Everyone's going, oh, what, you know, why didn't you get into those in 2005, 2004? Well, I kind of was listening to mashups nonstop, so I've been kind of going back to stuff which I noted and thinking, oh, I'd really like to check that out. They use a lot of samples, sort of crafty samples in there, and same with the Go Team, sort of similar kind of feel, and also reminds me of the presets, which is not a bad thing. And before that was Iron Monkey with Iron Monkey. Have a look in the blog how it's spelled, with Ordinary Trousers, which of course is Baggy Trousers Madness versus Boys Will Be Boys by the Ordinary Boys. And interesting thing about Ordinary Boys is their single, without it being released, went back up the charts as soon as Preston came out of the Big Brother household, which shows you the power of being on Celebrity Big Brother. It's interesting that they managed to totally crucify George Galloway, and to be honest, he was acting like a prick, so... from what I can gather. Yeah, sort of good politics, not so good on celebrity shows. Bad idea, generally. I think there's going to be a celebration, but also kind of a bit of a kind of an angry show, but not kind of angry in a sort of like, ah, wait, more of an angry kind of like, I'm going to have a party and fuck you, Mr. RIA record label licensing people. And that was the general feel of the Bastard, the last Bastard, although apparently now there's going to be a one in March because the hearing about the club doesn't happen until the mid-March, so they'll be able to actually be one in March. And it totally went off. It started with Pilchard, and everybody was... they were playing things like Riot Nation, Abba Gabba, and various other sort of real kind of like, you know, hardcore kind of like mashed up or all bosh type stuff. But very, very... I don't usually go for that kind of music, but they were playing stuff which was really kind of that I like of theirs. They have a certain style. So I was kind of pogoing along, and they had people pogoing and going mad at 10 o'clock, which is unusual. Well, I don't think it's ever been heard of. That Bastard. And then you had Lionel come on and did a very kind of 1980s sort of electro set, which I really liked that set he did, the first set. And then Soundhog came on and sort of played some classics. It got kind of much harder towards the end, and I felt bad leaving at 2 a.m. because everybody, nearly much everybody was there, sort of just really having it large, as they say. And it was just totally manic. There's actually people queuing, and the people think, oh, it's a club. It's a really small club. People just do not queue for there. You know, the place doesn't get much advertisement, surprise, surprise, because of the licensing. I didn't realise it wasn't licensed, the venue. And apparently they've got a £10,000 fine, which means that Bastard there is very unlikely to happen again past March. Fingers crossed that things go better, but it's probably going to move to a sort of I spoke to Cartel Mike, and he said that he'll, I think after the crazy response he had for the last one, I think he thought he'd definitely do, you know, the monthly ones, almost like Gorilla type club gigs, or probably the way that Button Down Disco does it, sort of like moving around. But certainly I'll be there for the March one as well. Sort of, what do we have? We had naked, well, mostly naked male go-go boys. We had people dressed up in drag. We had people dressed up as horses' head with lumpy and various wigs and various other things. We had crowd surfing again. I mean, it's very rare for crowd surfing to ever happen there. It just doesn't happen. This is a really tiny venue. It's more tiny than most people's lounges. And especially you have crowd surfing and all that. I think everyone decided, including myself, that it was the last time. So we're just going to go absolutely mad. And I took some very mad photos. So check those out on the blog. And I do hope Boss Bastard continues in the future elsewhere. I'm sure it will. I'm very proud to go along. I'm very proud of DJ there. And it's, I think, a slice of history. Sounds really arrogant to say it, but I think that was was and is a slice of history, and I think good things will come of it in future. So we've got some more mashups for you. I'm going to play some mashups for me as well later in the show, or play at you. You will listen. Oh, yes. But the they are kind of unfinished demos, or nearly finished demos, so please give them some leeway. But the first one is a very good track by Len Lowe, which I've downloaded from Gaibo before it all, the roots all disappeared. So this is My Shiny Gun Mosey by Len Lowe.
Freddy girl,
Freddy girl,
catch you with another man.
Yeah,
fatty girl. Baby, you want me? Fatty girl.
Catch you with another man.
You got the toughest, super loose, and belly pants, necklace around your waist, so rings.
Girl, do your thing.
I mean, in the jeans, your shape is beautiful. And everything is clean cut, down to the cuticle. Woo wee, Jesus, JoJo, Casey, and Mary, girl, you don't know what you do to me. Nose all painted, feet all out. It's an aphrodisiac for the mall, without a doubt.
Fatty girl, fatty girl.
Don't watch your man business, make your eye turn red. Pay attention to like some easy man dead. It's ready been written, man, it's ready been said. My trailer tells you my just to lick a guy head. You might pick up Teflon mixed with lead. Don't get me angry, man, and neither fed. No snitches are worth a CIA and feds. My beat him badly, I make the whole of them beg. And this the original, the body boom, stagger red. Freestyle fanatic, stay quietly in my attic. Spitting like a damn automatic. But let me tell you shit like elastic. Watch out the static. Let me tell you flow, yo.
Take a shot of me, I make you blind. Wanna lose your love together? it's all over. I won't believe it till you put your hand on your heart and tell me that we're through. Put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart. Look me in the eye, tell me we are through.
I thought, oh, this would be good, and it wasn't. It was just actually annoying, rambly shite. But Cactus, you're a clever bastard. This was done by Cactus over in Sweden. I can interact with my own voice, that's scary. He did I'm just not gonna for the next 5 minutes. He did a I can't even do it. He did a cut up of show 61, and that's the result. I did some detective work because he posted it as Baxter on the blog, and I sort of noticed that the IP addresses were similar. So thank you for that. It's quite funny but quite embarrassing at the same time that I actually have 4 minutes of ums and ers in show 61. I didn't really need to know that statistic, and I'm going to try not to and err, but I probably will fail quite quickly. Before that was Hand on Your Heart by Joseph Gonzalez with Jens Lettman. And that was who knew that Kylie song was actually quite a beautiful song. Ah, you see. And before that was not a cover. That was the original version of Heartbeats by The Knife. I didn't realise initially that was. I'm gonna laugh every time I am a nerd. This is not good. It's going to be very stilted as I try not to that's the original of Heartbeats by Joseph Gonzalez. You probably didn't realize it was an electro track. I didn't. The Knife from Sweden, just like Jose Gonzalez. And of course Jose Gonzalez is a MySpace promoted artist as well. I just promoted a lot of his work through MySpace and also a Sony advert, so I don't know whether he sold out or not, who knows, but that's quite interesting. I'll be interested to know whether they heard of his music through MySpace. I won't be surprised. Certainly does have a MySpace account, which is Jose Gonzalez Music, which is worth checking out. Before that was Alison She's well, I'm not sure what I'm going to call it. Alison She's a Horsey, or Alison She's So White and Horsey. That comes from the original track of the Alison Golf Rap Serge Santiago edit of Ride a White Horse. I think Serge Santiago, yes, is from Jeb, so that's kind of inspired by Jeb, and we're having a conversation about how close it was to the laid back White Horse. And of course then recently he hasn't heard that, added the bits, the cocaine bits, and it actually goes into Disco Horse by DJ Weight Problem, but it doesn't really work at the moment, so I've edited it out. But it's quite funny, that bit, you know. If you know that original track, it's very funny. Here comes the Disco Horse in your town, with his trousers down. Yeah, if you've not heard it, you won't get that joke at all. But anyway, before that was Lewin Placido, which is Black Beatles. That's a very classic from 2005. That's Beatles, Black Eyed Peas, Ludacris, Kellis, and I don't know what the reggae bits are. I checked out on Komar's website, bootlegs.fr, and I met Komar at Bastard. He actually came over specially from France just to come to the last Bastard. Very nice bloke. And before that was My Shiny Gun Mosey by Len Lowe. I'm rambling. Terrible. Sorry. Red wine. I do apologise. It was good to, and it's good to speak to Holstar as well at Bastard. I got to speak to her at length, and there might be some news on that front, hopefully. And I don't know, there was Paul, her friend. It was just a really nice vibe. It was a lot of old faces, a few new faces, loads of people we haven't seen for ages, and it was a real kind of almost like a family reunion. And I got quite sad towards the end when I left, almost kind of quite emotional, because it's almost like a community that's built up around that club, and also Gaibo. But you get, you know, that's kind of face-to-face instantiation. You don't really know people really until you get to meet them face-to-face. I have kind of fallen into that trap recently with a few people, thinking I know them, and then they turn around and say something or do something, and like, oh, okay. It's my problem, not theirs. But it's one of these things that the internet, you, especially with blogging, you get this really real sense of deep intimacy with someone. But you don't actually know them. You just kind of know one little stream of consciousness. You don't really know the whole thing. Whereas if you meet someone, you probably get a slightly more rounded picture. Not necessarily, but certainly with that and the internet, you get to know them a lot more, and you can ask them anything you like, and it's nicer. So I'm going to play out with one of mine, which is going to think, oh god, you're an arrogant piece of shit, playing two tracks. But I will mix that a bit fairly quickly, I do promise, because I haven't finished the rest of it really. This is something that I'm working on. It's a TBC boot, whereas before the Alison She's So Horsey is an instamatic boot, more of kind of a silly throwaway dance floor-y type stuff. This is one of my chill boots. I haven't done one of these for ages, and I listened to the Boards of Canada album, and I dug it so much I actually did several boots just like almost like immediately, like as soon as I got home. It was like because it's such a good album, the Campfire Headphase album. And this is called Mary Was a Cowboy. And then after that, I'm going to play Popjaw Berlin, their cover of How Soon Is Now. That's from Comma Copyright Blog, and it's very, very good. That website is blog is well worth checking out if you haven't. Lots of really interesting mad covers. I was going to play Mongoloid by Popjaw Berlin, which I think I found on off Soulseek some point or somewhere, I don't know where. This is kind of almost spookier. It was kind of a, you know, I played a lot of Devo recently, and Smith's covers are usually, not always, but usually good. So you can find out more about Radio Clash at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. You can email me at redclash@mutantpop and tell me what a rambling, annoying, I mean, erring type person I was. You can phone the Clash line, which is 206-202-5274, like Tony did. And QX, Bear, Tyler, and a few other people have. I think I always play the voicemails on the show. I don't think I've had a single voicemail I haven't played. So it's a good way to get on the show. A bit of vanity publishing, but you're very welcome. And I love to get feedback. I love to get emails. And there's a UK number, which I can never remember, which is on the blog. So I hope you're all well. And I'll speak to you soon, and I hope you enjoy this.
Gasping for an extra breath, waiting for the time to pass. I believe in days ahead, don't spend another night alone, crossing wishing you're dead.
to make you mad. You hold the best you can. And Mary, after all the pain is gone, I'm always gonna live to be your man. You see, but when I'm down, you're always there, standing by to comfort me. Someday we'll go round the world, I'll make the journey so sublime. I know you're not a traveling girl.
Of shyness that is permanently bothered.